Test 76, Section 2, Question 20. And here we're looking to resolve or explain the decline. So what we have is number of new students who enter as chemistry majors hasn't changed. So chemistry majors have stayed the same. And job prospects are better than ever. So people who come in who plan to major in chemistry or who enter as chemistry majors is the same. And there's great job prospects. But despite this, there's been a significant decline over the past decade in the number of people earning chemistry degrees. So you have a lot of people coming in as chemistry majors, and job options are great, but they're not graduating with degrees. So we want to know, why aren't they graduating with degrees? Many students enter universities without the academic background that's necessary for majoring in chemistry. That doesn't really matter, because we already have, as a stated fact, that the number of new university students has not changed. The people who enter as majors hasn't changed. So they obviously had the requirements to major because they were majors. There has been a significant decline in the number of undergraduate degrees earned in the natural sciences as a whole. Well, that doesn't really explain it, because we know that chemistry majors are coming in at the same rate and their job prospects are great. So it doesn't really explain why they aren't graduating. Many students are very unsure of their choice when they pick a major on entering universities. Maybe. I went, I don't know. If everything else is bad, it could say, well, they're just not sure of their choices. So they're chemistry majors, but then they switch out later. I said, well, if everything else is horrible, maybe. Job prospects for graduates with chemistry degrees are no better than job prospects for graduates with certain other science degrees. Yeah, but it doesn't explain why people are leaving chemistry or are not graduating with chemistry degrees. Over the years, first-year chemistry has come to be taught in a more routinely methodological fashion, which dampens its intellectual appeal. Okay, so this would help resolve it, because it's going to say people are leaving chemistry because first-year chemistry is really not very interesting. And so that would explain why people are coming in as chemistry majors, but they're not graduating with chemistry degrees. And so it's better than C, because just because they're unsure of their choice, well, that wouldn't necessarily mean that chemistry majors should be at significantly higher risk than other things. And so E is our best answer. So we take that and go.